Okay, let's get into the next perek. Tehillim, perek Kuf Gimel, perek 103. We get into Baruch Hinafshi. Not the Baruch famous Baruch Hinafshi, that's the next perek. Beth Shem, this is L'David Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem. This perek is Kulo Shevach. This is all praise. There's no Bakasha. There's no Techina. Like we had it in the previous perek of Tefila La'ani. This is kind of the opposite, right? This is just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Das Mikra points out that there's many opposites in this parak, davar v'hipucho. It talks about the distance, hamerchak bein ha'adam uvein ha'kel gadol hu gavah shamayim al aretz. There's such distance between man and God, but Hashem karov al yireyav umarachem aleim krachem avabanim, like a father to a child. The days of man are short, yimei enosh k'sarim kimei chatzir, but still chesed Hashem me'olam v'ad olam al yireyav. Hashem is Moshe bakol, but it's also Moshel on each and every one of us. Zachar, remember that we are dirt, and yet, notech hasto lezochrei pikudav. He talks to Malachim, he talks to us. A lot of praises with opposites there. That's L'David. L'David, Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem. My soul praises Hashem, gives a bracha. Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem. V'chol karavai Hashem karcho. And my innards, it's like the person is talking to his nefesh. He's saying, praise Hashem, give a bracha to Hashem. The Gemara in Brachas has a couple of Ma'amari Chazal on this pasuk. We know the, Gemara. Let's start with the Gemara in Yud Amar Aleph. Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem b'chol kravai Hashem kacho. Amar le bo reish lo kimidas hakadosh baruch hu midas basav adam. Reb Shua ben Levi says, or it was said in front of Reb Shua ben Levi, that a human king is not like hakadosh baruch hu. Midas basav adam tzar tzura gabi akosel. Human king, a human artist, he draws a picture on a wall. Ve'enu yochal lahato ba ruach u'neshama kirbayim u'bnei me'ayim. It doesn't have insides. It's not alive. Hakadosh baruch hu eino kein tzar tzura betoch tzura. Umato baruach uneshama kirbayim ubnei ma'ayim. It's all in. It has innards in it. V'hainu damachana ein kadosh kashem ki ein tsur kelokenu ein tsayar kelokenu ki ein botecha v'chulu. And that's where Hashem is not. Hashem, gives a nefesh and gives kirbayim, right? That's v'chol kravai Hashem. Then the Gemara continues. It says, "Hani chamisha baruch hinafshi keneged me." What are the five baruch hinafshis keneged? So you look in the there's a baruch hinafshi here in the first pasuk, baruch hinafshi in the second pasuk, baruch hinafshi as Hashem. There's a baruch hinafshi towards the end of the last four words of the parak, baruch hinafshi as Hashem. Next parak, baruch hinafshi. There's five baruch hinafshis. So what are the five baruch hinafshis keneged? Says the Gemara, keneged David lo amrin el keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu u keneged neshama. Hani, the five baruch hinafshis are keneged Hashem and keneged the neshama, nafshi. And then the Gemara quotes five parallels between Hashem and the neshama. Just like Hashem fills the whole world, the neshama fills the whole guf. Just like Hashem sees and is not seen, the neshama sees and is not seen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zon es kol olam kulo, the neshama zana es kol aguf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tahor, after neshama tahor, Hashem is Yoshi Bechadri Chadarim, so too the Neshama. So there's parallels between the Neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol karavai Hashem kacho, says the Mitzvot David, my innards, all of the Evari HaPnimiyim, my inner organs, the fact that my inner organs work, so that itself is the greatest praise of Hashem, says the Radak, also the internal systems. He quotes this from some of the scientists that, they agree. This is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Baruch Hinafshi. Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem Ba'al Tishkechi Kol Gemulav. Right? Bless Hashem and don't forget all the things that He did for you. Kol Gemulav. To the Rinas Yitzchak says, maybe this is an allusion to the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Halacha in Shulchan Aruch says, if Hashem does one thing for me, and a makam shenaseh li nes, and I passed that spot, this is Shulchan Aruch in Reish Yurchas, Mishenasu lo nisim harbei, behigiyu le'echan min ha-makomos, shenasu lo neis, tzorach lahazkir kol shar makomos, v'yichlo kulam ebracha achas. We include them all in one bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, tzorach lahazkir tchila makam she'omed bo, v'yachar kach yizkar shar makomos. And maybe that's what's going on here. Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem, on the neis that happened there. V'al tishchi kol gemulav, right, that's goes around to all the nisim as well. Hasoleach l'choloi v'anaychi, harofei l'chol tachluaychi. Hashem is the one that, and this is the, still the mishorer is singing to the nefesh, and that's why it's a lashon of a female, nekeva. Hashem forgives all of your sins. He heals all of your illnesses. Hagoel, it sounds like the Shmon Esra here. You have Salicha and Refua. Hagoel Mishachas Chayachi, right? He redeems you from the depths. Hama'atrechi Chesed Rachamim. He crowns you with Chesed and Rachamim. Rav Soloveitchik notes on Pasuk Gimel, he writes this both in Al HaTshuva and in Divrei Hashkafa, page 152, that there are numerous parallels in Tanakh between sin and illness. Sin and illness. And therefore, the opposite, forgiveness and healing, like we have here in this pasuk, Hasoleh L'chol Avonaychi. Because sin, after all, is a spiritual illness. And we have to treat it like an illness, and therefore, there has to be a refuah for it. Tshuva and Slicha is the refuah for the spiritual illness. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Achet v'acholi heim inyan echad. Kishem shaslicha v'harefuah inyan echad. And we have to recognize, though, another thing that comes along with illness. Usually illnesses comes along with symptoms and pain and hurt. So if that's true by a physical illness, then it's also true by a spiritual illness. If we really feel and recognize the pain, so then that's the distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to make us, that's a matzav of avelus amuka, distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, just like the Bnei Yisrael were dancing around the Chetah Egel, and right after the Moshe Rabbeinu points it out, what happens? Vayisabalu, v'loshasu ish ed yo'alav. They felt broken. They felt distant. They felt in pain, spiritual pain. But that's pain just like a physical ailment. But that's like here in this one example in Tanakh. You go to this pasuk, hasoleh l'chol avonaychi, arofi l'chol tach l'vaychi. Good. What's the difference between chesed and rachamim? Hashem crowns us with chesed and rachamim. Rav Hirsch writes on this pasuk, the difference between chesed and rachamim, chesed is to others. Chesed is selfless devotion to the welfare of others. It's an action, one might say. Rachamim is never ceasing compassion for all that which one has lovingly created. Sounds like rachamim is more of the feeling and chesed is the action. These moral virtues constitute the characteristics that truly distinguish man from the beast, right? The animals don't have such feelings. In intellectual ability, man differs from the beast only in degree. In terms of brain, says Rav Hirsch, it's only quantity. It is only at that level where egotism, selfishness, and self-isolation cease to be that man can be said to be truly human and in the likeness of God. But in these terms of chesed and rachamim, that's qualitatively different. Animals don't have such midos. The beast is capable of such unselfishness only for certain brief periods, such as the interval during which it cares for its helpless young, until such time as they are fully grown and able to fend for themselves. But it's only the soul of man that is ennobled by a permanent character of chesed and rachamim. Hashem gave us that crown as humans. Hama'at rechi chesed v'rachamim. Hamasbia betov ed yeich. Hashem is the one who satisfies your ed. What's ed? The sort of Sion says the mouth. He satisfies your mouth with goodness. Tischadesh kaneshen u'raychi. He makes you feel new, like young. Oset stakos Hashem, mishpatim l'kol ha'shukim. Hashem says staka and mishpat. He is just, but is beyond just. Yodia d'rachav l'moshe, l'fnei Yisrael ali losav. The special darke Hashem, the midos that we about to have some of them quoted, That's Moshe Rabbeinu. He had a special connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, the greatest Navi to ever live, nobody before, nobody after him, so he knew the Durachim of Hashem. Right? Not all, remember what Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, Horeinina es Durachecha. And according to one day in the Gemara, he wanted to know Tzadik Arala Rosh HaVetovlo, and the answer was no. But as much as a person can know, he knew the Durachim of Hashem. Livnei Yisrael Ali Losav. The actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, that is to all of us. We have to open up our eyes and see it. Rachum v'chanun Hashem. So some of the midos of the Yud Gimel Ner are quoted here. Rachum v'chanun Hashem. Erech apayim v'rav chesed. Patient, rav chesed. Lo l'netzach yariv v'lo l'olam yitar. Hashem does not fight or hold a grudge. Right? If we, the amazing concept of tshuva, which the Gemara says is one of the seven things that were created, me'al l'fnei b'riyas ha'olam. Because tshuva is not something that is can be explained by this world, right? If so you did something wrong, even if you ask forgiveness for it, it still happened, right? It still happened. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? If we do tshuva, it's kilu it never happened. Right? And that's that Yerushalmi and Maseches Makos that many of the Bali Musar talk about. That chote mahu onsho. You ask chachma, you ask nevua, even you ask Torah. But yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? They all say he should be punished. But yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yischaper. Right? He should do tshuva and get kapara, because Hashem doesn't bear a grudge, right? Lo la'olam yitar. A person does tshuva. That's what's embedded in this pasuk. The tshuva lefnei ha'olam and lo api higayon. I think we mentioned in the past, based on the note, based on the Maharal, but the note to Behudas Kasha. Nobody asks, why is there no tshuva for Chayvim Yisus Bezdin? Right? Somebody is a Machal Shabbos, and with Edim and Asra, and he's Makabal Asra, and then all of a sudden he has an epiphany, he does tshuva. For the next 10 years, he does tshuva. Gemurah, he becomes the Rosh Yeshiva, he's the leader of the Jewish people, and then the Edim finally get their act together and come to Bezdin with the Edus and the Jishiva Chakira, and he's Chayvim Misa. So what do we say? We kill him. Meaning, there's no tshuva for Chayvim Misa's Bezdin. Why not? Ask another Behuda, why not? So there are different answers given. Maybe we'll never know about whether it's true or not. Right? It's belief. Only Hashem knows whether it's true or not. Others, the Maharal says that Bezdin in this world does not give any schar for doing the right thing. Right? They only give punishments for doing the wrong thing. Right? Bezdin doesn't give out extra, stickers for doing the right thing. But the answer is based on the Maharal, and that is tshuva is only something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva cannot be used by man, because tshuva doesn't make sense. It's not based on logic. We can say, I'm sorry, and try to repent, but not in the same way that it's totally erased. But that's all in this pasuk. Lo la'olam yitar. Lo chachateinu asalanu. Like we just said, it's based on our sins, he does not do to us. V'lo chavonoseinu gamol aleinu. And he does not treat us and give us our gemul to our avonos. Ki gavoa shamayim ala aretz. Like the height of the heaven to the earth, that's as much chesed Hashem shows upon us. Two thoughts on this. One I saw in the Minah Be'er, where he talks about how sometimes if you're looking at a far distance in the horizon, and it looks like, that's like where the world ends, right? If we wouldn't know anything. The world ends. We see in the distance as the heaven and the earth meet each other. The world ends there. And then when you get closer there, you realize, no. It's plenty more. You look at the next destination, and the next farther down. Right? We keep thinking that it's over, and it's not over. So that's what the pasuk says. Ki gavoa shamayim ala aretz. You keep thinking that you've seen it all, and you haven't. Gavar chasto al yireyav. To recognize all the greatness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to a human being. Right? It's beyond. Hashem keeps giving us more chesed. If you look at the Kamotzi Shel Rav, he quotes another idea on this pasuk, and that is the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't fall equally on all of us. Right? A lot of it has to do with attitude. But it says, just like a heaven on earth, the heaven doesn't change. The heaven doesn't change. The earth changes. Sometimes there are mountains that are high up, and sometimes there are valleys, right? Some is closer to the heaven, some is lower than the heaven. The heaven is the same, but the difference are the makablim. So that's another idea. Ki gavoa shamayim ala aretz, like the heaven on the earth, so too the chesed al yireyav, right? It depends on the makablim, that's the difference, in terms of how it's felt. Ki rechok mizrach mimayrav, hirchuk menu as pesha'inu. And we knew that was up and down, this is east to west. Distance east to west, hirchag menos psha'inu, Hashem distance our sins from us. Karache mav albanim, richam Hashem al yireyav. Again, just like that the father has rachmanis on children, richam Hashem al yireyav. Hashem has rachmanis on those who fear him. So some of the mafarshim talk about that Hashem has as much rachamim as a father, as much as we have with the brethren. The mashal given I saw also that imagine there's two brothers, and one brother goes to the other brother. One brother's rich, the other brother's poor. The poor one goes to the rich one and says, "Could you please help me out?" He's like, "I don't know who you are. I don't know. I don't recognize you. My father only had one son," and he rejects him. He doesn't listen to him. The next day, that the rich brother goes to visit the elderly father, and he comes in, and the father says, "I don't know who you are." He's like, "What do you mean? I'm your son." He says, "No, I'm not sure who you are." He's like, "I'm your firstborn son. You have two sons. I'm the firstborn son." He says, "Well, if you don't say that you have a brother, then it can't be that you're my son, right?" We have to recognize the more we're connected to the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, in his ways, and then he will be connected to us. Karachim, like a father, is only going to have rachmanis on one child if that child has rachmanis on the on the other children. So Karachem of Albanim Richam Hashem Al Yireyev Kihu Yadi Yitzrein. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows our Yetzer. Zachor Ki Ofer Anachnu. He knows. He knows we come from the dirt. He knows that's how we have our Taivas, right? We're half animal and half angel. The Radak goes into this here. Hashem knows that Teva of us. Hashem knows our Yetzer. Our Yetzer tries to get us. The Chafetz Chaim Ala Torah, at the end of Parshas Kisavo, he points out that the Yetzer Hara, right, he quotes this pasuk, Yitzrein, he said the Yetzer Hara is called the Kaseel, a fool. So he said, what do you mean a fool? He's pretty sharp. He's pretty smart for, doesn't seem so foolish. Doesn't seem so foolish. So the Chafetz Chaim says, no, it doesn't mean that. He says a person is always called based on their malacha, right? A shoemaker is called that, a shoemaker. A sandlar makes shoes. A tofer begadim is called a chayat or a tofer. A yetzahara is called a ksil. Why? Shemalachto lahachsil es bnei adam. His malacha is to make people into fools. Who also has a kol lichsilim. That's the yetzah. But Hashem knows that. Hashem knows that, but he gives us the tools. Right? Barasi yetzah. What does the Gemara say in Kedushin? Barasi yetzahara, barasi Torah tavlin. Hashem says, if you live by my dictates and follow the Torah and mitzvahs, so then you'll be able to survive and not only survive, but be successful. Enosh kechatsir yamav, a person. Now we get to the contrast, like we said at the beginning. Kechatsir yamav, it's like grass. Ketzitz hasadeh ken yatzitz, he sprouts like grass. Ki ruach avra bovenenu, and then the wind's going to come, and we're going to be gone. V'lo yakirenu ol mekamo, and nobody will recognize the place that he was. V'chesed Hashem, we have such a short existence. But the chesed of Hashem may olam ad olam. Al Yireyev, it's forever. V'tzidkaso libnei banim l'shomrei mitzvosa briso, to those who keep his bris ulizochrei pikudav la'asosam, to do it. And then we have the pasuk from davening Hashem b'shamayim heichin kiso, Hashem in heaven heichin kiso u'malchuso b'kol mashala. So in heichin kiso, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim discusses this pasuk, discusses whether the kisei hakavid was created. He says, yeah. Hashem created the Kisei HaKavod. There's nothing outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he didn't create. Everything is a Nivra. The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, Beis Chavav, Aval Hayos Kisei HaKavod Min HaNivraim, Hare Beferish Amru Chachamim came. The Chachamim say, in Psachim, right? One of the seven things created before the world was created, the Kisei HaKavod. Ella, like we said before, Tshuva is another one. Ella Ba'ofa Nifla, Amru Shehu Nivra Kodem Lebriyas HaOlam. Aval, he says, but it's it was created. Aval l'shono saksuvim lo hiskiru bo bria klal. It doesn't say anywhere that Hashem created the Kisei HaKavod, but we know Chazal tell us. Prat l'mashar amar David. David says Hashem was heichin. Hashem is heichin kiso. V'ul Hashem asovel ma'od es habi'ur. Aval nitzchiusar ikasav ata Hashem l'olam tishev kisacha l'dar v'dar. Right. So the pasuk says that it's forever. The Kisei is forever. Created, not created, that was this pasuk, Hashem hechin kiso. Then we have the pasuk, Barhu Hashem malachav. At the end of the parak, we say, the Meshover, it doesn't only talk to his nefesh and his soul, but he talks to all the other creations. Barhu Hashem malachav, angels, bless Hashem. Gibori koach osei dvaro, those who are strong, who do his word, l'shmo avakol dvaro, who listen to the voice of his word. Right, this is the pasuk that the Medrash connects to. Ose, those who are Shomrei Shemitah, many of them are Farshim, talk about pizza who are Shomrei Shemitah. This is the pasuk. They are Ose Deva, they are Gibori Koach, they're like Malachim. Whereas also, if you look in the pasuk, it sounds like Nase Venishma. Ose Dvaro, Lishmoa, but Kol Dvaro. Because you have to have an attitude of Nase Venishma to be able to keep Shemitah properly and have that bitachon. Ose Dvaro, Lishmoa, but Kol Dvaro. This is a beautiful Rabbeinu Bachai. He says, look here, first he has. We say, give a bracha malachim. Then the next pasuk, Baruch Hashem called Tzvav. Tzvav, what is that? That's the sun and the moon and the stars. And finally, Baruch Hashem kol ma'isav. Who's that? That's us. That's us. So it goes from angels to sun and the moon and the stars, and then kol ma'isav. We are called kol ma'isav. We are called kol ma'isav. Rabbeinu Bachai writes in Dvarim, in Yud Yud Dalet, Rabbeinu Bachai says, this reflects that we are the purpose of the entire universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baler Mashah Olam HaShafel HaZeh, Iker Metzias Kulo. We are the Iker of the Metzias. Everything was for us. He quotes these three psukim, and then he says, V'yala Olam HaShafel Hizker Kol Ma'asav, Klomar Kihu Kalal Kol Ma'asav. And even the philosophers, he quotes, that why do you have to have orbits of the sun and the moon and the stars? Because otherwise the whole earth would be thrown out of whack. So he says, even the philosophers agree that the ultimate purpose is for is for all of us. The Meshech Chachma also notes that here it says Gibur Koch Osei Devaro, that reminds us of Naseh V'Nishma, but it's interesting, the Meshech Chachma says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem B'nai Yisrael were talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, you talk to us, not Hashem, their Lashon is in Heichav Dalad, in Dvarim, Vishamanu V'Yasinu. Naseh V'Nishma is only something that we can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Even as great as Moshe Rabbeinu was, he was a Navi, and for that we have to hear first. Vishamanu V'Yasinu. See, Meshech Chachma contrasts the Naseh V'Nishma to the Vishamanu V'Yasinu. But again, this pasuk, many Mefarshim, the Ber Yosef and Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, talk about the message, the comparison of those who keep Shemitah and Naseh V'Nishma based on the connection of this pasuk. So this was the first of the Baruch Hinafshis, a few Baruch Hinafshis in the Amparak. And next parak, we get to the Baruch Hinafshi that we're used to from Rosh Chodesh. We have two Baruch Hinafshis there. We have the Baruch Hinafshi at the beginning of that parak and the end of the parak, and then the three from the previous one, making five altogether. We'll stop here.